Good morning, technophobes. Hey, this is Scott Hinke with OnSite Consulting, bringing you today's show with a whole bunch of information. You know, we should be afraid of the internet, especially right now. This is kind of like the Y2K of the internet. Remember Y2K when everybody was afraid if the nuclear reactor is going to blow up and are the refrigerators going to work in the morning? Is my microwave going to keep blinking on and off? What's going to happen during Y2K? Kind of the same thing, okay, with Windows XP, except we know that we don't know what's going to happen. Does that make any sense? Y2K, we kind of knew what was going to happen. The clocks were going to change, go from 1999 to 2000. A whole bunch of weird things could happen with your computers and the nuclear plants, and everybody was kind of ready for that. This is Windows XP, and we're not really sure what's going to happen. You know, about 20% of the world is still on Windows XP. Now, that doesn't mean your computer is going to blow up. It doesn't mean you're going to disappear or stop working. What that means is that on April 8th, things are going to become a lot different. Windows is not going to be doing any more support or security updates for its Windows XP operating system. Now, for most of you, you probably never called Microsoft, right? Nobody ever picks up the phone and calls Microsoft and says, my computer doesn't work, or my screensaver doesn't work, and I can't download something, or I got a virus. Most people don't call Microsoft when things happen like that. So the end of support for Windows XP through their phone system is not really a big deal. But what's going to happen is that they're going to stop doing updates to your computer. Now, these were things that honestly happened every, Tuesday or Thursday. They would release updates for the operating system. And that means that they have a hole in the operating system where a hacker or somebody else could be getting in there and sending you a virus. Okay, sometimes it was really weird. Like, some of them were operational. Like, one time I saw an update for a Disney video on certain days wouldn't do something. Okay, some kind of Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs video, and they actually released a Microsoft patch for that. Okay, a lot of things are really small like this, but this time they're looking for huge security holes where maybe if you have a remote desktop turned on, which most every computer does have turned on, that somebody can get in there and corrupt your operating system or something like that that they didn't think of when they made Windows XP 13 years ago, but they found out that somebody can exploit it and get into your computer and send you a virus. Okay, that kind of stuff is going to stop happening on April 8th. Well, it's actually been expected to say that there's going to be a 66% higher incidence of viruses on Windows XP computers immediately after April 8th. Okay, 66% is quite a bit. That's like almost half. And so it's going to go a lot more of getting a virus on your computer through doing your simple tasks, maybe like going to Amazon or going to Craigslist, or clicking on a link from an email that you're not supposed to that downloads stuff you knew you shouldn't have done. Well, anyway, there's going to be a better chance that that's going to infect your computer. So what are you supposed to do? Well, to start with, Microsoft really wants you to come over to Windows 8.1. That's the newest operating system. So it actually looks nothing like Windows XP. Now, you can upgrade your computer from XP to Vista, Windows 7, or Windows 8. Okay, that's the newer systems, which are still going to be updated. However, the update itself costs $120. Okay, you have to actually buy a CD or download it. I don't think you can buy Vista anywhere. You could really have a hard time finding Windows 7 at any store, but you can buy still copies of that online. So you can get Windows 7 for $120 or Windows 8. But all of these operating systems, 100% of those operating systems I just mentioned, require you to back up your computer, erase it, load Windows on, then you have to load all the drivers. That means your internet and your sound and your video and your mouse may not work until you load drivers. And then you have to put all your information back. Okay. Then for $120 and about 6 hours worth of labor, you've got a perfect operating system on an 8 to 10 year old computer. And that means your hard drive is still going to be 8 to 10 years old. Now, the average life of a hard drive is 5 to 7 years, it doesn't go indefinitely, okay? Average is 5 to 7 years. So if your computer is anywhere close to 5 years old, you should really think about getting a new computer or spending about $300 to fix it rather than going through any kind of update from your Windows XP program. Another thing is that Windows 8.1 isn't exactly an easy thing to understand. If you've ever seen this in a store, you might want to see that this is what you want to do. It doesn't look like the things you ever had before. There's no start button in the bottom. There's a start button on the upper left. And there's no shutdown button on the screen at all. You have to kind of find it by jiggling your mouse in the corner, and all of a sudden this button appears. So your desktop screen, which is what everybody's been used to since Windows 95, is not quickly accessible unless you go through a couple steps. Also, you know how you used to be able to open multiple windows at the same time? Well, that's a lot different on Windows 8. They're kind of on the side and they're hidden, so you got to wiggle your mouse or your finger if you have a touch screen, and you could pull up all those old windows. So one of the things that is the big transition is going from XP to something. Not only is it newer, it is completely a new learning curve that you have to go through. We usually tell people that they need to buy a book and read it before they start their Windows 8 computer, or go through some tutoring lessons or have somebody physically sit down with you and showing you how this new operating system works. So there's nothing really wrong with Windows 8, okay? But the thing is that you're going to have a lot of learning to do it. So if you push the desktop button, there's actually a button on the main screen that'll bring you back to the traditional desktop. And that's what you're used to seeing back in Windows 95 all the way up through Windows 7, a normal desktop. And that's the best place to kind of start maneuvering around, because it kind of looks like your computer used to look like. Now the programs are at the bottom of the screen. You know, Internet Explorer will open up and have the address bar at the top. You do it the other way, the address bar is going to be at the bottom. So huge learning curve when you go to Windows 8, and you've got to be prepared for it. Now, what are your alternatives? Well, of course, you could always go back to Windows 7. Now, the problem is Windows 7 is pretty hard to come by. You almost cannot go to any store in Denver. That's where I am right now, in Denver, to find a Windows 7 computer. There's one store, Micro Center, which still has Windows 7 computers. Very, very, very smart move of them. Windows 7 computers sometimes outpace the Windows 8 computers in sales. That's because when you upgrade from to Windows 8, a lot of your software may not work. So let's say you're a dentist office and you've got some brand new $5,000 x-ray machine. It may not work on Windows 8. Okay, now what are you going to do? You can't run your x-ray machine. You've got to have Windows 7. A lot of their other software, like maybe to schedule a dentist appointment or something, doesn't work on Windows 8. Your printers may not work on Windows 8. So there's a lot of little things you got to think about before jumping to a new operating system. But places like Micro Center and places online like Dell or HP, you may be able to purchase a XP computer that way, but you've got to kind of look for them. They may be in the business section, so they're not in the normal consumer section because they're trying to get you to buy a Windows 8 computer. You're going to have to do a little bit of hunting and pecking to find the Windows 7 computer, but many online websites may still have that. Now, sometimes you can't even get drivers for Windows 8 or Windows 7. So let's say you're going to buy a Windows 8 computer and you kind of know what you're doing, right? And you maybe want to erase the Windows 8, get a copy of Windows 7 for $120 and put it on there and have a really, really super fast Windows 7 computer, right? Well, a lot of the parts of a laptop may not work with Windows 7. So if you bought a laptop that's brand new, works with Windows 8, the sound may not work on Windows 7 if you downgraded it. We've had this happen before. Doctor's office needs a computer. Windows 8 computers, what they were told to buy, but we have to downgrade it to Windows 7, and now the wireless card doesn't work. It just doesn't work. It's in the computer, and it works on Windows 8, but it will not work with Windows 7. So then you've got to work with fixing your Windows 7 to make it work properly. Anyway, very confusing if you try to downgrade a computer. We try to talk people out of that. But so people are saying, you know, why should I get Windows 7? Isn't that going to go out of style too? Well, yes, but it's not going to be until at least the year 2020, and that's the expected end date right now. You know how XP has been kind of drawing out for about 4 years when they're going to stop supporting that. But with Windows 7, the expected date is 2020, and I would not be surprised in 6 years if they're going to stretch that out a little bit further. So you could still get a Windows 7 computer and have at least 6 more years of support and updates for that. Now, you may want to think about jumping into a non-Macintosh world. I mean, the Apple computer runs something called an OS X operating system, OS for operating system, and X meaning 10. It's operating system 10. They don't go through operating systems really quickly like Windows do, or if they make any changes, they're very, very minute and like $30 to upgrade your computer. You know, but you could switch to a Mac, because a lot of people think, hey, if I've got to switch all my learning over from XP to something else, why don't I just start with a Mac? I've always wanted a Macintosh. And we've had talks about this on shows in the past, but Macs have a lot less problems with viruses. They're not impervious to viruses, but they are certainly way less susceptible. In 33 years, I've never seen a Macintosh virus, okay, in consulting. I've been paid as a consultant for 33 years. I'm not 33 years old. But the point is, in 33 years, I've never, ever, ever seen a Macintosh virus. People think they have a Mac virus, and we look at it, and they're just confused. But you could jump into a Mac. If you've got to learn something new, why not splurge a little bit and get a Mac? The price of a Mac is about twice as much as the price for a PC, but you'll find a lot less problems with viruses, spyware, and software incompatibility, and honestly, hardware problems. So a lot, kind of like the computer you always dreamed about but never got, that's going to be a Macintosh. And you could make that jump since you're making the jump from XP anyway. There's a couple other options out there. We'll talk about that right after we get back from this commercial break.